Right.
Well, thank everybody for coming back. We're back for part two as we study sustainability from Yahweh's standpoint.
Hallelujah.
As we start to appreciate what he created and why he created it and what was his purpose. So far, we've been able to get through the first element that Yahweh has had in existence when he brought forth the world. And what we found out, that he had two elements, hydrogen and oxygen, H2O, which he started everything off in. And it's very interesting that the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, and the spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. Now, it's interesting that he had put the waters and the spirit together, such that the spirit moved upon the waters, because we found out later on in John chapter 4 that Yeshua tells us that whosoever drinketh of the water that he shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Yeah.
John 4:14. And so he's letting us know that this generating power. Now the question is, what is generating power of water? We already saw, one, that it'll clean the outside of your body. It'll clean clothes. It'll clean the inside of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as we can see all of these temporal things that it does in the physical world, then it should be cleansing and being able to do the same thing in the spiritual world. For you cannot understand the spiritual world without understanding the physical, and that's why Yahweh has laid it out that way. So that as you understand the things that are seen, then you might be able to understand the things that are unseen. So that's why it also talks about that the Holy Spirit, which is a representation of water, it says that he will bring all things to your remembrance. So the Spirit, the water, will bring things back to our remembrance. Let's look at it for a minute. Sometimes, I mean, my mom, she was going through a 10-day cleanse, or 3-day cleanse, I think. It was 3 or 10-day cleanse that she was going through with me. And she said after the first day or two, she could not get around. She just had a Excedrin headache. It was just killing her. And my first question I asked her, are you drinking your water? I'm drinking. So I said, no, that's your problem. Drink your 8 glasses of water, and those Excedrin headaches will go. Because basically what is happening is that you're cleaning your system through a cleanse or a fast, and now as you clean it, now all the poisons are being brought to the surface. And if you don't put water in your system to dilute those poisons and to flush them out of your systems, then they get reabsorbed back into your bloodstream and go to your brain and give you that headache. Simple as that. So it cleanses our mind such that at that point she was able to see that as she drank the water, it flushed it all out. And now her mind was clear as a bell. Just by drinking water. So that's why I said there's. So that means that'll have a spiritual connection. So now we can think clearer, see clearer, and communicate with Yahweh on a deeper level. Now, most people's minds are benumbed. Just like when you go in and they in a doctor's office, and when you're in your doctor's office, what they're going to do is, as some would say, they will shoot you up with a needle in because they want to do a root canal or they want to get a filling or pull a tooth or anything. So they shoot you up with something to benumb your jaw, all the nerves down there. And you can tell because your jaw feel like it just fell off because it doesn't feel nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They can go in there and drill and, do anything and everything. You don't feel nothing. And that's the way it is with our communication with Yahweh. When we are eating the wrong things, when we're doing those not drinking and so forth, if we're not following the 9 laws of health. Many people call it the 8 laws of health, but I added another one, which is called knowledge. So the key is people said that the way to remember it was new start. And you did N-E-W and then start. And I add K-N-E-W, knowledge added to that, and then new start. And what you have is as you follow the new start, starting with knowledge from Yahweh and his sustainable lifestyle, then what you can do is that as you apply these laws, and as you can see so far in New Start, there is a N-K-N-E-W. The W stands for, guess what? Water. That's what we're studying. So we'll be studying all 9 of these laws before in these 3 books that's called the Old Testament Collection. We put all of those laws of Yahweh in there so that you might be able to move forward and implement what you have studied, because he said, study to show yourself approved unto Yahweh, workmen rightly dividing the word of truth. So as we understand more about water, and how water reacts, we're going to find out later that H2O converts over to H2O2, which is what we call hydrogen peroxide. And we'll find out in the hydrogen peroxide. Now we just had chemistry again, another little chemistry class. As this reacts, as you breathe in the right amount of air, and as you're able to breathe in pure air mixed with the pure water, then that's how you can change the body. The body will convert your oxygen breathing and your water intake to hydrogen peroxide, and the hydrogen peroxide goes throughout your body and kills the germs.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the power of Yahweh's 9 laws of health. It's on a basic scale of chemistry and biology. Now, the next question is, or the next thought, is what else can we do with water? Well, from water, we can create what we call hydroelectric. So, if you have falling water and you have a dam or something like that, or have just water turning a wheel, then you can have that wheel add a shaft to it, and then have it turn a little generator which has magnets or alternator like a car, and then it'll generate electricity for you. So there's so much power in water. Some people right now, what they're trying to do is that when you have water, if we can harness the power of a tornado or a hurricane, oh, man, you have all the power you ever wanted. And you can generate it. And then now you would have all the electricity that you would need. Now, see, these are the type of different things that Yahweh has placed here on the planet for us to be able to interact with and learn from. So that's a very important aspect of how much water has to offer us as humans on the planet. Right now we're in an oil crisis. We don't have to be in any crisis. Only crisis we need to be in is Yahweh crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And we might learn something.
I mean.
Okay. So, as we have talked about the symbol, and we talked about the symbol as it converts with oxygen to create peroxide, killing off the germs, and as we talked about as it correlates with our body, since our body, we mentioned already, is 70% water or liquids or fluids, that 70% water or fluids is like if you take water, it conducts electricity. But if you add salt to that water and become salt water, it'll it'll increase the electrical charges that it can conduct even better. So the same thing, when you're drinking your water and you have that with your bloodstream, now your body, which is an electrical system, your nervous system that's in your spine, the nervous system is nothing but electrical wires. And they send impulses all throughout your body and be able to communicate. So as you have those built up and as those are connected, then they're able to communicate much quicker. And so them synapses, that's what they call it, that they'll be able to communicate these electrical pulses such that you can think clearer. Or you can get headaches. Or you can get all these other things, as we had mentioned earlier. So it's very important that you get your water such that it can keep your body clean, your mind clear, and communicate with Yahweh through your nervous system. Okay, so that's one thing of today. Okay, because we mentioned the 70% water fluids in the body, but we didn't talk about, since it is 70% water, how it conducts electricity and your brain waves and your thought patterns.
Ah.
Okay. So yeah. So every time, that's why the brother said, "Hey man, just use your Old Testament collection, man. You can teach a lot from that."
For real, because I'm understanding now how electricity. I mean, just touching a door by walking across the carpet. We always give the carpet the credit, but our body is already filled with electricity, if you might want to say, because of the water?
No, our electrical system, our nervous system, the thing that goes down the spine.
Electrical
wires. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So everything that goes on in the body is electrobiological, and some call it, you know, biochemical communications. Mm-hmm. But most people don't know much about electricity, so they don't understand how the body works. But since I'm an electrical engineer, that's my job, to figure all this stuff out. Okay, so since we haven't even got past the first day, I guess we better hit verse number 3 through 5. Okay. And Elohim said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And he set the light apart from the darkness. Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night.
Night.
And the evening and the morning were the first day. Okay, so here we have something that's called light. In the King James, it reads verses 3 through 5. And Elohim said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning for the first day. Okay. So we have here light. Now this light isn't the sun and the moon and the stars, because the sun, moon, and the stars aren't until the fourth day. So we're in the first day. So then some would say, well, then what are we talking about? And since we're not talking about the light from the sun and the moon. Yep, that's a very important point. Now, light comes from many sources. The sun is the most powerful source of light known to man. The body makes its own vitamin D when it gets enough sunlight. In general, black or brown-skinned people, or people of color, can tolerate more sunlight than the white-skinned or lighter-skinned people. Now, when we're talking about this light, As we said, that sun is the most powerful source of light, but it is not the only source of light. Light comes from electricity, your light bulbs. Light comes from fire, from a campfire or a match. Light comes from lightning bugs, which has nothing to do with the sun. So you see that there's many forms of light that Yahweh has. Now these are forms of light. Okay, so they're all are light, and we have what they call lightning, which lightens up the whole heavens and the skies at a blink of an eye. So, since this is what he created in the beginning, this thing called light. Now, this particular light that he created or brought forth into existence, because he says, let there be light, and where there wasn't light is what we would call darkness. So when we have read in the beginning, the first verse 2, it says, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Okay, so he lets us know that before light came on the earth was just full of darkness. Now, some will say, and can look at it, which is not far fetched, because that's from an African viewpoint, that then we have spiritual darkness, and then the light has to come to dispense it, so that we might get spiritual light. And that would be a parallel right here. That darkness was there, and he brought forth the light to dispel the spiritual darkness. Also in our minds, when we think, if our minds are not thinking, or if we don't have anything on our minds, okay, they're just in nothingness. And then as the spark of knowledge or light comes, then we're able to see. Because the Bible says, ye are the light of the world. So the world is waiting for us to become lights, so that we might be able to disperse the darkness of propaganda, of miseducation, of socially people being socially engineered. So we have all of these different things that Yahweh is warning for us to understand. And when we talk about light, light disperses all of this nonsense. The same thing when we talk about truth. Truth disperses error and ignorance. So before, when we were in ignorance, we didn't know much. But when the truth of Yahweh's word comes to us, it helps make things a little more clearer, as we were just talking about. What's the purpose for water? Why do we need it? And so forth. So now we have knowledge that can help us to develop and grow into men and women in Yeshua the Messiah. Matter of fact, the Bible lets us know in the book of Isaiah, talk a little bit about light here. I think it's Isaiah chapter 1. Let's look at it for a minute. So as we can see, this darkness and this light has to do with the physical, mental, and spiritual aspects of existence. It's not just from one existence, but it's from many existences or many applications of what he wants to make apparent for us. And let me see here, except there be purpose. Okay. Arise, people shall come and go. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory. Excuse me.
Isaiah 1:1.
No, that isn't it. Let's turn to Luke for a minute. Luke tells us the same thing. He quotes it. Matter of fact, so.
Oh, yeah, Luke. Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's turn to Luke. Now, I was looking for it, Isaiah. Couldn't find it.
Oh, okay.
The way I thought it was. But Luke chapter 4 tells us the same thing. Matter of fact, he's quoting Isaiah. You might have the cross-reference there. Okay. In chapter 4, we'll start at verse number 17. Chapter 4, verse 17 of Luke. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of Elohim is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of Yahweh." So we have here the Bible mentioning that Yeshua is quoting the Old Testament. He's quoting from the book of Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
Letting us know, oh, they don't even have a cross reference here, letting us know that most of us are blind. And when you're blind, what can you see? Nothing. Everything is darkness, I would assume. I've never been blind. But everything is in darkness, so you can't see. Such that he will give you eye salve, as the Bible says, so that we might be able to see. And that's where we find ourselves. We find ourselves in darkness, of miseducation, as we've been miseducated to believe a lie. The Bible says that the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine. The Bible lets us know all of these different things that are actually going on.
That's right.
And he says that the time will come that people will love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. So we can see the Bible is making it very clear that now the question is, it's very clear that the darkness that he's talking about is darkness of mental slavery. Mental slavery, spiritual slavery, and spiritual darkness. And the same thing, in the beginning, it seems like, I guess, there was a spiritual darkness about, such that he was trying to disperse the darkness. And so when we come into this world, as soon as we come in, boy, the boys are ready to brainwash us immediately.
That's right.
From the first things that we see and hear. And so we see that under that condition that we need the truth of the light. So I remember when I had my kids, we would I would read to them in my wife's belly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my ex-wife's belly. I would read to them. And they said that, people said that, you know, you can start educating your children from the womb. You don't have to wait till they get out. Now, it makes sense, because everything that a woman takes in that becomes part of her during that pregnancy becomes part of that individual.
Yeah.
So they say if you're smoking, then the kids will be prone to that. If you're drinking, then they'll get prone to that. If you're taking drugs, then they become a drug, you know, they call it, what they call that thing? Not called the drug baby. It's called
syndrome, isn't it?
Drug syndrome.
you know, they got a special name for it. Like you become addicted. A crack baby.
Yeah.
There you go. Crack baby. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're taking crack, so what it is telling you that whatever you are experiencing, that DNA, everything that you makes you up, you are imparting into that individual during those stages. So that they tell you that if your parents were prone to alcoholism, then you are. And it's clear because if you had a crack baby and you take crack, the baby's already a crack baby. And they have
mm-hmm.
to get off of crack when they're first born. They go through withdrawals. So all of these different things, the Bible is trying to let us know, which all relate to light. Ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
That was Isaiah 61.
Yep, there you go. That's it. That's it.
That's
it. 61,
mm-hmm.
that one. All right, let's get to that. Isaiah 61. That's it. No, Isaiah 60, start at verse 1. That's what I was looking for.
Oh.
Arise, shine, for thy light, amen, is come. And the glory of Yahweh is risen upon thee. Now notice, he says, thy light is come. Now what light is he talking about? Is he talking about the sun? No. So in Genesis, before the sun is created, is he talking about the sun? No. So this is the light that he brought into existence. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yahweh is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness covers the earth. Now, when we read in Genesis chapter 1, we read that what? Gross darkness that, what did it say? It said that darkness covered the face of the deep. So now he tells us not just it covers the earth or the deep. It says darkness shall cover the earth. Matter of fact, at that time, darkness did cover the earth. So this is also a projection to the future, letting us know what is happening in the future, that darkness will cover the earth as it is today and gross darkness the people. So he talks about two different things. He talks about in the earth itself, would darkness be, and in the people's minds would be dark through miseducation and psychological warfare. But Yahweh shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, the kings to the brightness of thy right. So he's letting us know that the time is. And that's where we talk about Revelation chapter 18. Let's look at that for a second, because it talks about this angel coming down from heaven, which
mm-hmm.
some refer to it as the loud cry of the third angel's message or the fourth angel.
Yeah.
If people want to phrase all of these different things. When we look here, it says,
Revelation
18, verse 1. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. Now, are we talking about the light of the sun again? No.
Yeah.
No, it's not the light of the sun.
Right.
It's not a sun.
Right.
All right, this is an angel that comes down with great power. And the earth was lightened with his glory. Not the sun was lightened with it. Now, this is important because then he tells you what power. So first of all, this light has power. How do we know light has power? Well, we know you put your hand over the fire. Where the light is, you go burn. We know it got power.
Yeah.
You can take the sun, and from it, you can create electricity through solar panels. That means it must have what? Power.
Power.
But you don't get power from nothing. It's got to be there before you can get it. Also, when you look at the sun and you put on the magnifying glass, you can burn a hole into something. And that's what we used to do as little kids. You know, you get the magnifying glass and put that sun in. We have to burn that thing up.
Yeah,
so if you're smart, out in the country, when you said that you might have not have matches, so all you got to do is make sure that you bring yourself some, you know, some cotton balls or whatever, and make sure you got yourself a little magnifying glass, and there you go. You can start all the fires you want. When we have to live sustainably on our own. I guess you could do it with leaves that are out there. You could do the same things, use that little magnifying glass. So see, look at little simple things we could use to sustain our life during this time that is before us. Now, he says that he comes down having great power. Now, then he coordinates the power with light. He didn't separate the two. Having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. With what? His glory of the power. Okay, so in light is power. And as I already mentioned, sunlight you can get electricity from. From the sunlight, we'll find out that you get pre-vitamin D to convert the cholesterol off your skin to pre-vitamin D inside of your body. So when you need it. So that's why some children who might not get enough sunlight, then they might get what they call as rickets. And that's because, and that means that you don't have enough calcium in your bones and they're breaking down. And as you're growing, you need the calcium in your bones so they can keep straight. Otherwise, your bones will bend, which you don't want. Okay, so the sunlight, you know, and that's one of the eight laws of health, nine laws of health. Knowledge, and one of these, and new start, and one of the S's, the first S, you can use as sun. Okay, sunlight. We need sunlight every day. For a person with melanin, people of color, they need at least 30 minutes or more.
A day.
For a light-skinned, yellow European person, they might only need 3 minutes or more. Okay? So these are very important, and that you're eating the right foods, because if you're eating the wrong foods, you use McDonald's and all this other stuff, you'll find out, especially Europeans, that you're going to come down with skin cancer. There's nothing wrong with the sun. There's something wrong with you. Because the same people that are Aborigines that are still in Africa who have 24 hours, 12 hours of sunlight, and they're not coming down with it. And if you're American and you're eating that diet, you still come down with, you can come down with skin cancer also, even if you are darker skin. Okay? So you have to remember. So this light and darkness that he wants to dispense, that he wants to disperse. For he told us in Isaiah, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yahweh is upon thee." So what glory or what light that we read in Revelation 18, since the two are parallel together, he says, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. So he tells us right here, the glory of Yahweh is risen upon us. So we're going to be the messengers of Revelation 18 if we allow him to do that. For that's what he's referring to in Isaiah 60, is the same wording that's in Revelation 18. And he tells us, what are we going to be speaking about or what is going to be happening? For thy light has come. Why do we need light? For, behold, the darkness covers the earth and the gross darkness the people. So he says that the people are in a greater darkness than the earth is in. But he lets us know, but Yahweh shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And that's what we need today. We need his glory seen and dispersed through us, so that people might be able to see the darkness or the gross darkness that we find ourselves in today. Now, what is this gross darkness? What can't we see? What are we so blind to? Verse 2 of chapter 18 in Revelation, it says, and he cried mightily with a strong voice. Now, and he's clarifying or he's enlightening the earth, saying, Babylon, greatest fallen, is fallen. And why has Babylon fallen? It has fallen because it has become the habitation of devils and the hole of every foul spirit and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Now, most of us cannot see in the spiritual realm where the majority of people are in, are foul spirits and habitation, or they are demon possessed, and that they habit or in the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. So the Bible lets us know that the planet and the people on it are in a state of darkness so deep through miseducation, through propaganda, through social engineering, through brainwashing, that we have no clue of what's going on in the mental, in the physical, and in the spiritual. And the church is in the worst condition.
Yeah.
Because they think, they think they can see. See, the world know they can't see, so they might listen to you. Church say, nah, that can't be true, because they would have told me at Oakwood. They would have told me at Andrews. They would have told me at CUC. They would have told me at whatever college they go to, or whatever high school they'll go to, or whatever church, or they would have been in the Sabbath school lesson. No, that would have been the signs at the time. They would have told us. Not knowing that we are in gross, total darkness. And the only way that we can get out of it, as we have read, that the Spirit of Yahweh has to come upon us to open our eyes that we might be able to see the darkness. Now, sometimes it's hard to see it. Now, the time has come where the Bible says that the darkness, as we already said, seeing that the people in gross darkness, and this darkness is so deep that all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, chapter 18, verse 3 of Revelation. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacy. And so Yahweh is letting us see that the whole world, as we might say, wanders after the beast, including us. That's how we were miseducated. But he says that, okay, hey, and I heard another voice from heaven, still Revelation 18, verse 4, saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin. So where is his people? They're in it. Not knowing that we're in darkness, but we're in the middle of it. We're in it. And he says, hey, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins. For her sins have reached unto heaven. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and Elohim have remembered her iniquity. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works in the cup which she has filled with her double. Now we can see here the Bible again letting us know how great is the darkness that's we have to deal with. Now nobody wants to believe that they deceived, so people are going to fight it. But they say, I'm not deceived. You must be. Well, the question is, do you really understand the Bible? Is what is being taught out of it truth? Because the key is that we want to know what is truth. Because truth is the only thing that's going to free us. Truth is the light that will be able to help us realize what state we're in. Because that's why he says, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Now, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it tells us how deep is this darkness. If we start at verse number 10, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he tells us, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because, what? They receive not the love of the truth. That's the light, that they might be saved. So the light is what's going to help us see it. And then once we see it, the question is, well, do we love it enough to accept it and follow it? And for this cause, because they don't love the truth, see, that's the key, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. We have to love truth. And for this cause, Elohim shall send them strong delusion. Now, he didn't say strong delusions were the many. He said, send them strong delusion. So all of these delusions are all tied to one delusion of deception, that they should believe a lie, that they might be damned. Why? Who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. So the Bible lets us know, because we don't love the truth, we will not receive the love of the truth, which will save us. Then we shall believe a lie. And that's where we are today. That's the purpose of miseducation, to miseducate us into believing a lie rather than the truth. That's what he said in Isaiah when he mentioned that the earth is in darkness and the people not in dark. People are not in darkness, people are in gross darkness. We're in dark. So if we think when we go outside it's dark, that's nothing compared to how our spiritual darkness is. And that's how dark it was on planet Earth in the beginning before he brought forth the light. And so he was giving us a parallel to help us see in the physical world of what's happening now in the spiritual world. So Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 through 5 is talking about a whole lot of deep stuff, which we have no clue of. But he's telling us. According to research done by medical missionary Al Wolfson, people of color can benefit from receiving up to 30 minutes of sunlight each day. This is because our dark skin protects us from the sun's harmful rays. On the other hand, our white-skinned brethren require only about 3 minutes of direct sunlight each day. They and others who are very light-skinned must be careful. The risk of getting skin cancer is far greater for them because of our diet. All life on Earth depends on the sun. So I'm glad we can see that before the sun was created, there's light. And when the sun was created, there was a physical light to help you realize how the spiritual light and all of that work together. All life on Earth depends on the sun. Now, some people might say, well, wait a minute, how can everything depend on the sun? Well, let's think about it. Number one, we just already read that it takes pre-vitamin D, converts it off your skin, your cholesterol off your skin. So people have high cholesterol, it can convert it, help them bring down their cholesterol as they do the exercise, as we talk about in the 9 laws of health. Sunlight and exercise, that's E. Under New Start, KNEWE, for exercise. So as we're able to do that, it's able to bring down the cholesterol from off our skin because it'll convert it to another form, which we call pre-vitamin D. Now, when we look at the plants, we have to eat greens. And as we eat the greens, it's photosynthesis. The sun is converted from energy, from the sunlight, to energy that is we can eat. So that's where the plants converted from the sunlight energy into food that we can eat, which gives us energy, which we call raw food. So if you're on a raw food diet, you have more energy than a person who's on a cooked food diet. And if you So the more raw food you eat, the more life you have, the more energy that you have. And the energy is dependent directly on the sunlight that the plants convert to a green substance, which is called chlorophyll. That chlorophyll, as it goes inside of the body, it's the same, almost of the same percentage of minerals that the blood needs to survive. So, yes, everything depends on the sunlight, depends on the sun. It gives us light and warmth. Studies show that people with high blood pressure often obtain lower blood pressure readings when they exercise and sunbathe. There it is, exercise and the sunlight. Exercise and sunlight also lowers the blood sugar level. As a team, exercise and sunlight increases the body's ability to absorb and carry oxygen throughout the body. Now, we already talked before about how oxygen is so important for the brain. They say if you don't have oxygen to your brain, if you stop breathing, after 3 minutes, then you have brain damage. That's all it is, 3 minutes. So not having oxygen is vital. And you want to get as much oxygen as you can. So the more you exercise and run or whatever you do, it'll, in the sunlight, it'll actually start pumping it through there, and you'll get, you know, a clearer vision of understanding. As a team, exercise and sunlight increases the body's ability to absorb and carry oxygen throughout the body. Healthy doses of sunlight and exercise also increases the ability to handle stress. So most people are under stress today. So if they got out there and followed the 9 laws of health, they would see great benefits already. And especially with stress. Fire is another source for light. With its help, we can see at night while sitting around a campfire. The heat from fire helps to keep us warm. Most heating units and hot water heaters used in the homes burn either oil, gas, coal, or wood. We use electricity, a form of fire, to heat our water before we bathe. Fire is commonly used in the kitchen. Can you guess how? Right. It helps us to warm and even cook our food. Fire is very important to human beings. It plays a major role in our everyday lives. Without the use of controlled fire, life as we know it would be very different. You may not have thought about it, but even tiny insects called lightning bugs can be a source or are a source of light. Our warm summer nights, you can see these small creatures flying silently about. They enhance our neighborhood and mind with their quiet beauty. Yes. Elohim knew what he was doing when he made light. As followers of Elohim, it is our privilege to become a source of light too. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 and 16, we read, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Yes, my friend. Ye are the light of the world. Remember that. So, as we can see, the importance of light is like number one, something we should never forget. And realizing that he wants to make us a light so that we can perform Revelation chapter 18. but for Revelation 18 to come into existence, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2 have to come into fruition so that we might be able to live and do the things that he called us to do.
At this time, we're going to take another break.